Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to Better Together, the Backyard Breakthroughs Edition, back by popular demand. Kevin and I are here in Georgia, in the middle of a thunder and lightning rainstorm, and we are sitting on rocking chairs in underneath a covered porch at the barn that we're staying at here in Georgia as I'm filming another Christmas movie. And we decided to come enjoy the storm and decided we should do a little backyard breakthrough episode. Yeah, we were going to do it inside, and Kevin was going to call it the bedroom
breakthroughs,
but that sounds a little weird.
No, and then also, you know what? It's not as authentic because I feel like we've lately been on this kick of being in nature and grounding, mm-hmm. and you and I both have honored it. You have honored it more than me, but I have too.
Yeah.
You know, I've been keeping my feet in the grass, and I've been trying to get as much sunlight as possible.
Hashtag summer of heel continues, friends, no matter where you are, even if you are on a movie set.
Yeah. And so I felt like, you know, to be inside and, I don't know, and with air conditioning and humidity and all that other stuff, I don't know. I just feel as though it wouldn't be authentic. So forgive us if you hear the rain and the thunder, but we just wanted to keep this authentic.
We're hoping it adds to the mood, friends. We love tracking a good storm. And I was in bed and all of a sudden I heard the loudest boom, thunder boom. And I screamed as if a bomb went off, because that's what it sounded like. But I love being outside during storms, safely, of course. And if you hear the frogs, Georgia frogs sound a little different than Connecticut frogs, I've noticed. They sound like this. It's very strange. And one attacked me yesterday, or slash wanted to kiss me. I'm going to go with kiss me. He was on the frame of the door as I exited.
Literally sitting on the door, and you pulled the door open and he fell.
And on the corner of my mouth. So he tried to make out with me.
Well, why didn't you Google online what that means?
I know, I should.
Right? Because there's all the meaning of these things that come in our path.
Yeah.
Especially animals.
Yeah. They're little slimy suckers. They're different kind of frogs. They're very small. Anyway, back to more important subjects, I am here with the lovely Kevin Undergaro of Regular Guy Friday, and we are filming another Christmas movie. This kind of happened upon me. Didn't think I was going to be shooting one this year, and kind of was like, okay, I did it. It was really fun, and then
About last year, having done the Christmas movie last year, you were kind of like, yeah, I did that. I got that off my list of things. And
yeah, because Kevin was like, why aren't you like campaigning for a Christmas movie? And I was like, I don't know. I don't really care. I'm like, I kind of did it. And, you know, also, the truth is, I've always kind of feel like if they want you to do one, they'll call you. Now, there's two sides to that. One, in life, you can't wait for Santa to show up, right? So if you really want something, you got to go out and get it. So it's kind of an odd thing to say because, you know, I don't want to teach people the wrong way to do things. But at the same time, it's not like it's like if I really wanted it, I would have gone out and hustled for it. But I was just kind of like, I just have surrendered everything to whatever's right is going to come to me. And Brian Herzlinger, the director of the Holiday Fix-Up, my Christmas movie last year, called me and said, I really want you to play the starring role in this movie. And at first I hung up and said no to Kevin. I'm like, I can't do this. For various reasons, I'm like, I can't do this. And he's like, no, you have to do this. And I will come and I will help you and I will support you. And knowing the director is as sweet as he is and as easy to work with as he is, and knowing Kevin was going to be with me, I said, okay, I think I can do this.
Well, I also said, you know, go back to your 24-year-old self, what you would have done when someone offered you a movie that you'd be starring in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say starring, I mean, like, you're the star. You know, generally, you've been in multi, you know, with multi leads and many different stars. Mm-hmm. This is all on you, name-wise.
Yep.
And I just said, you know, you can't say no. You have to do this. I think there's many lessons and breakthroughs in this for you, the listeners, because there's something to be said for you have to really work hard, focus to get what you want. But I think in the first part of our journey, and I'll say that from the day we met till the pandemic, it was just keep working.
Hustle.
Work
nose
harder.
Nose down.
Yes. And the more crap you get, the more you hang in. And just the answer was always work harder, work harder, work harder, sacrifice more, give up more free time, give up social life, you know. And listen.
It was actually after tumor. Things shifted.
It was right. So that, yeah, it was after the tumor that you started shifting, and I knew we had to for physical reasons,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't shifting myself. And
now you're seeing the benefits.
I do. I think, I feel like, but again, I really want to be careful because for a younger generation, you've got to work hard. You have to make those sacrifices. You have to eat it, breathe it, sleep it. I still don't think you're going to the Olympics.
By surrendering.
By fully surrendering, but I think surrendering to the outcome, surrendering to the achievement, surrendering to whatever the outcome is going to be, that is probably the key, you know, and work hard. But I look back and I wonder, I'm very grateful we did what we did because obviously we were very blessed. And a lot of the work I was doing, Maria, on our end was for the rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the rainy day came, we were fine because I had done all that extra work.
Yep.
I diversified, you know, we had multiple buckets to pull from, both career-wise and financially. But I look back now and I wonder if, you know, we didn't cut back 10 to 20%, if we wouldn't, A, be in the same place, or B, maybe even be further ahead. I don't know, but I just feel like it was a little too much, and I know that that couldn't be the way anymore physically for you, but I even came around to just, for other reasons, emotionally, I just surrendered. I just gave up. I just, everything I was seeing was just upsetting me and making me sad and depressed. And I just, you know, I'll say on Regular Guy Friday, my mantra has been, you're right, you win. Can I go now? That's been my thing. And the other question I ask myself is, and I have friends ask, is if not now, when?
Well, we planted all the seeds. And I think, you know, we talk about this on the show. It's like you gotta plant the seeds so that at some point you can just smell the roses.
Yeah.
And
but I think Maria, for me anyway, surrendering the, you know, the focus on the outcome and the achievements. Just do more from what you love and from your heart, but not the, we have to end up here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get, this has to pay off in this way or in that way. And what I found in my own life, and this recently, is by surrendering and being like, hey, I'm still going to work hard. I'm going to focus more on what I love. But if things don't end up, if I don't get the A, if they don't end up being what I wanted them to be, I'm not going to get as down myself. And I'm also not going to focus on that outcome. So that's been me. But I'll switch it over to you. What I find fascinating with you is that this is more of the surrendering of, you know, when you were like, no, you know, I don't really want to pursue the Christmas movie, and then one comes, and I just think there's a big thing to I'm seeing that with your life, but I'm also seeing in my own, where you're surrendering, and then you're receiving, but your instinct was also to be like, no, I'm not going to do it, and then you needed a friend to say,
push me.
Yeah. So I think it's sometimes having a good committee of friends to tell you in those moments too. I think that's a lesson too, to be like, no, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I listed the amount of times I've said no to something and you forced me or pushed me, yeah, and I mean that in the most loving of ways, I would not be where I am today. And so, you know, it's like you need a yin to your yang. I think the deeper I've gone into astrology work and understanding myself through my chart, I'm very just light and flowy and go with the flow. And I made myself become so masculine and so controlling, or I became very controlling because of traumas and stuff. And so I think I was basically going against my nature for so long. And this is my nature. My nature is to be at a different pace, not necessarily slower, but a more peaceful pace. And I know that the meditations are making me so much more present,
yep,
and have healed me so much that I can be my best self in every scenario.
I mean, I'm seeing a huge difference.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I mean, I think surrendering, yes, has been a factor in this, meets having worked hard and planted all the right seeds in the years you needed to. But then I think the meditations have now taken everything. It connected, mm-hmm, everything in such a great way, because you now, you're not as cranky, as short, or little things that would really upset you, totally take you out of your game and your mindset, don't anymore. Now you're laughing at them, and you're seeing them for what they are. So I think the Joe Dispenza meditations have absolutely played a hand in this as well. It's been really incredible to watch, and I'm like, it's helped me to learn. I mean, I've been practicing it too. I haven't done the meditations yet, and I say, yeah, because I'm going to. I just right now have to focus on you and getting you through this right now, because there's a lot on you, and because it's a lower budget film, it's it has to be done pretty quickly, and you don't get a lot of chances to make mistakes. But also, your work on this, you've been Holly Golightly, if you ever saw Breakfast at Tiffany's. If not, it's a fun movie to see. Turner classic. But you've been just floating through your scenes, and this is a romantic comedy, and so that's kind of what's needed from most of the characters in rom-coms, but especially this one. And you've been doing just stellar work, and when you really think, other than the Pentaveret, you haven't acted in a decade.
Well, and last year's Christmas movie.
Oh, that's true.
But it's like, sorry, I'm not regularly doing it. So when I'm doing it, it's again like kind of trying to get the rust off every time. So, but it's like a new challenge. And that's why I think it's so exciting and so fun, because it is something I'm not, let's say, I can't do it in my sleep. I have to
focus. You don't have that level of training that other people do.
And at some point when you can do something in your sleep, it gets boring. So it's nice to have new challenges to get you going. And
but I think, Maria, a lot of people aren't able to, first of all, they're so petrified with fear and anxiety that they can't even engage in the challenge. And secondly, if they do engage in the challenge, and I see this especially in women with the anxiety and fears, they have so many distractions, mm-hmm. you know, that just that will distract them from it. So yeah. many other things that upset them or wear them down. And I think, again, I give the credit to the meditations
yeah.
that have really helped you.
You know, one of the things that I was just thinking about a few minutes ago when you were talking about, you know, kind of laying the seeds down and stuff. It's funny, like, we kind of get down on ourselves for being so type A as women nowadays and being so on top of it and you know, after surgery.
Don't get too down on yourselves because we men need that. The world needs that.
Well,
someone's
going to
dot the I's and cross the T's.
Stand by. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So I remember after surgery, I was like, nope, I'm not going to be the one who's fretting about getting the flowers there on time or sending the thank you note the second I got the gift or whatever. And I did. I made that adjustment. And now I think, because I was so far on one side of the scale, and then I went to the other side of the scale and was like, yep, no, I'm going to be chill. And now I'm realizing it's somewhere in the middle. And that is also the advice we get from a lot of people, too. For example, you know, when Brian Mahan's teaching us about boundaries, there are times that if I took his advice to a T, I would have really offended some people with my boundary setting, which I was well within my rights of doing. Mm-hmm. However, the things that, you know, I have been hard on myself for, like not having boundaries, I also think are what have made people really like me and want to root for me and want to help me or want to, you know, work with me, right? So the fact that I'm not the type of person who's on this set that's like in her trailer hiding or whatever. The fact that we are, you know, making lattes for everybody and having fun with everyone and, you know, whatever it is, like the stuff that, I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but I think that there's like a happy medium to all of this mm-hmm. because, you know, being that person that does remember the birthday or the flowers or whatever is still special. It just can't be done at your expense all
the
time.
At the expense of your help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm starting to refine my ways to realize that what got me here was me being the girl that would show up for everyone's events, that would be there for everyone, that would help everyone. So I'm not going to kind of stop that stuff. You can limit it to a degree. You can, you know, boundary up for the people that need the boundarying. You can take better care of yourself. But I'm just kind of, there's some things that I'm realizing even here where this movie wouldn't have come to me if I was boundary queen, right? Or if I was
right.
somebody
if you
that,
were different. I mean, they knew they could call you and they knew your name would sell the film, but they also knew you wouldn't bankrupt the production. They knew
yeah.
you could do it short notice. They knew and that is from being who you are. And also, I'll put you in great company. If we're just talking about comparisons to successful people, I remember a young Kim Kardashian coming to all your events, mm-hmm. and I remember saying to her, she's like, and she put her head down. She was so cute. She says, I'm just here to support my friend Maria, she told me. And I thought, that's really amazing. And you know, that was at a time where she was just starting out, but she was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she made sure to be there for you.
Yep.
And I thought,
I remember.
Yeah. And so I think there is a happy medium. I still think when you're younger and you have the strength and the energy and you don't have all the children and all the commitments, those are the times you need to spread yourself thin. You need to redline, as we like to say. I still don't know a way around that, Maria. And like I always say to the younger generation, if you know an easy way to get success and to do this, tell me so I can help other people. But I don't know an easy way. But yeah. But then, you know, it can work the other way, too. I know a lot of people right now who are becoming empty nesters. And I say to them, if not now, when? Now you can. Now you can make it about you. Now you can go out there and do things and spread yourself a little thin. Put, you know, you can. But I get there's a time and a place. And I like I said, we got here through that hard work or whatever. But it's like anything. You have to always be evolving. If you're practicing the Japanese philosophy of Kaizen, continuous improvement, which I'd like to think we always are, you have to pivot, know when to pivot and adjust your game. And then going back to the Dean Graziosi quote of...
Got me to Egypt, won't get me to the promised land.
Right, so we've been to Egypt.
So then you refine a little. After you get to Egypt, you refine a little. So I feel like I'm refining, and it's helping me realize that I wasn't so wrong in the way I did things. Sometimes, like, listen to these frogs, guys. Okay, guys, thank you.
Yeah, they have something to say, too.
They have something to say, too.
Guys, we hear you.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
You?
I guess I've kind of, I punished myself a little bit for the results of getting sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's where I went wrong. I did all of this. I was everything to everyone and nothing to myself. And yes, I was to a degree, but also that got me here.
Right.
And so we tweak, we refine, and I'm tweaking and refining again. And I'm sharing that with anybody who's listening because, you know, not all advice is meant to be taken so stringently, I think.
I say it all the time. No, it's whatever works for you, and I never like to go in extremes. Even for you, there's certain things you're like, you can never eat that again. Yes, Mr. Frog, he's with me.
Carmy.
And I say to you, Maria, no, I take even, like they say with alcohol or addiction, just one day at a time. Like I said to you right now, I'm on this antifungal diet. I said, I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
Am I on it the rest of my life? I don't want to say that. That's daunting. I don't know. I may have a cheat day here and there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think that's true of everything. And I also think, Maria, had you not gone through this, there would be no better together.
There'd be your journey
to get to the tumor. There would be no show, but then also all the people you've helped in healthcare and that you're going to continue to help outside of the show even, who've personally contacted you, you would not have had the means if you didn't go through this.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm very big on not looking back and having too much regret, just enough to collect the data to say, okay, this is where maybe we fell short or this is where things went wrong, but I'm going to use that now and do things better as I go along. I think that's the important thing. I will say, Maria, as a person outside who's not you, I think there were times where you gave your power away.
Oh, you think?
To me, it wasn't the work, because I think, listen, your parents were immigrants. You'd been working at literally cleaning up vomit at bars since 3. So I don't feel like work has ever been the problem because you're a hard worker. I think it was the gaslighting, the toxicity, and not standing up for yourself and the gaslighting and all that. But to your earlier point, there were times where you simply couldn't. Looking back, as much as we all would like to rewrite the script and have these heroic moments where we said the right things or stood our grounds or drew the line, you know, our business is really tricky. And by the way, think the same of many businesses, corporate America. Yeah, stand your ground and you might not have a job the next day.
Mm-hmm. That's why my favorite tricky. Thing is when people say, well, why didn't you quit? And it's like, really?
Oh, my God.
You think it's that easy?
I'll never forget hearing that from a couple of writers that we were working with them, potentially doing a sitcom about your wife years ago. And they're like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me because why wouldn't she just quit? I'm like, okay, yeah, my conclusion was, is you guys are apathetic, but more than likely you grew up upper middle class or better. So you don't understand when you don't have money your whole life, and then all of a sudden you're making this kind of money and you're supporting immigrant parents.
It's not even just about the money.
Who
it's
depend
the
on
pressure
you.
Of having to take care of everybody with that money.
But that is the money, Maria. And by the way, but even still, how could you, if you grew up poor your whole life, how could you walk away from that kind of money to nothing? And you, by the way, even people from back in the poor world would be mad at you for doing that. They'd be like, are you crazy? Mm-hmm. You know what we would do? So it's not so simple. And it was a lot of situations we get into in life. I'll take it to Star Trek, Wrath of Khan, the Kobayashi Maru, which is the no-win scenario. And there are times in life where there's just no win. And it's in Star Trek, the no-win scenario. The Kobayashi Maru was a test that they gave pilots basically to see how well you would do in a no-win scenario. That's it. Now, Kirk, of course, is the only one to beat the no-win scenario, but it's because he recalibrated the test.
Oh, my God.
He cheated, as they said. I digress. But getting back to, there are certain situations where it's just a no-win. Mm-hmm. And you just, how are you going to, and we were in a lot of no-win, I look back, Mary, a lot of them were just no-win situations.
Yeah.
And it just, what is the best thing you can do? And I think the best thing, when we were at our best, it was just, we just worked harder and we did not go under the fray. We didn't do all the dirty stuff the other people did.
No.
I just wish there were ways that we could have shut our brains off and not taken it home with us.
Oh my God. Yeah, we took it home.
Well, we just were living in so much fear.
Yeah.
It was constant fear. There's so many people out there, you know, but that being said, when we talk about surrendering, meditation, I will also say, Maria, you cleaning up your life and inviting the right people in has made a difference, because think of all the wonderful people we've met on this shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Really great people. And so that's what you kept saying to Kevin. Because I'm like, wow, Maria, you nailed that scene. Wow, Maria, I'm like, because the first couple of days, I was like, I can't believe how good you are. You know, because I'm not, okay, really, like, I don't expect people starring Lifetime movies to be good. I expect them to just be okay and just get by, or a Hallmark movie, just saying. But you were really good. And by the way, so were the other actors in this, and the director's a really good director, too. But I was surprised at how good you were. And you said to me, like, Kevin, but this is when I'm around nice people.
Yeah,
who you can we're be yourself. All. Yeah, we're working together, and I can be me.
That's the thing that I've noticed, and you know, we've definitely talked about this before. It's like when you can be fully you, and a lot of us will find ourselves in scenarios with work or people, friendships, relationships, whatever, where you can't be you fully. And if you're stifled in any way, first of all, it just hurts inside. Secondly, you just can't do your best job. And I've had people squeezing my wrist on live TV to tell me to shut up because I was too big and too excited and too happy. I've had,
that,
you know.
By the way, that was nothing compared to what
producers,
really went on.
You know, no, making faces behind cameras to like look at me like I was doing something terrible.
Okay. 12 years into the business, youngest person in the history of Entertainment Tonight to host, 22 or 23 years old. At that point, you'd probably interviewed every living president. Your Obama interview.
Not all the presidents by then.
A living president
Bush
at that
by
point.
Then. After that was the rest of them.
After that was, no. Yes, Rongo, Biongo.
Okay, we'll do the math.
You had done your interviews with the Obamas when this person questioned your ability to interview. That's what I said, 12 years into your career.
23, yes.
I said 12 years into your career.
Forgive me, darling.
After having that, I'm sorry if I get angry, but damn it, you should be even more angry, because that's how preposterous it was.
Yeah.
12, 13 years in the business, disgusting. ABC News calls your Obama interview one of the top five reasons to win that election. Not just any election, probably the most historic election in our great nation's freaking history.
Yeah.
and at 22 hosting Entertainment Tonight, which you will never see again, and someone actually has the balls to say, you know, you're a terrible interviewer. As I recall, yeah. quote, you are a terrible interviewer. Mm-hmm. Okay? So understand how I get a little mad, Maria, when I bring it up. And for you, like, I can't even imagine. The only reason I want you to be mad, and the only reason I urge other people who have those past situations to get mad enough so it never happens again. You never accept that again. Never let people tell you the sky is pink. Because if enough people tell you the sky is pink, guess what happens? You know what you start believing?
That the sky is pink.
That the sky is pink. And that's what happened. And
the
now,
point is...
Well, and now the cleansing has taken place. Part of it was life in the universe. Part of it is you surrendering, but part of it has been you not accepting it anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm definitely in a place, friends, where I'm not accepting anything like what I used to accept. I'm not accepting friends who don't see me, friends who are putting me down, even if it's a joke. It's not funny anymore to me. And I'm not accepting friends that are envious. I'm just not accepting any of it. And it's funny because Judy Wilkins, our recent astrologer said, she's like, you are in a place where you're just going to be with yourself for a while. And I said, I am. And it feels so good. I'm not really talking to anybody. I'm doing my job here every day. And then I rest and recalibrate. But I'll tell you,
but also even in your workplaces too, Maria. And I remember what you're going to say, because I don't want to interrupt you, but I also want to say it has been, it started with your personal, but even in your professional, mm-hmm. I've seen you disrespected a couple of times in the last couple of years. And you were like, at first you were like a little wigged out or weirded out, or you know, you went to the old Maria where you started getting sick inside mm-hmm. and stressed and whatever, but eventually you were like, you clipped it.
Yeah.
So it could take it from there.
Well, now it's like the last couple work things, I've laid out my boundaries in a really clear, nice way. Like, hey, here's how I like to work, very simply. And they've carried them out. And then I have the right people around me that I want to work with. And it allows me to be my best self. Like, even when I did the Mike Myers project, the director was so amazing, gave me freedom, play, do whatever you think. Have fun. Like, let's do another take. Just try something different. And they loved what I was doing. They were encouraging me. And I definitely have not been used to that in my career in the past. Like you said, people trying to put me down and hold me down and tell me the complete opposite.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
That's it. And so then I end up, you know, doing great work in that, and Mike Myers and everyone telling me how great I was. And that felt so good. And the same thing here, We have really great people on this project. You know, Tyler, the DP, is like really on board to make sure that I look my best, camera and lighting wise. And Ray and Luca, my hair and makeup team here, so amazing, doing such a great job. Heather and Brittany and everybody that works with us in, you know, direct manners are just so sweet and so loving and fun. And Brian, of course, and
the
my
director.
Co-stars. And, yeah. And I'm getting to do I get to be fully me. There's no one that's making me feel like I don't have that freedom. And when I have that freedom, and as I know astrologically, freedom is very important to me, I get to be my best self.
I really think it's important to everybody, to be honest.
Yeah, and so for anyone listening, it's like, I also think that sometimes we have to go through the shit to appreciate when we have it right and when we have it good.
Right.
And so I am oddly grateful.
Me too.
That it was so bad that when I'm in these situations, I can appreciate it fully for how good it is and how kind and wonderful all these people are. Because if I didn't, I might be that brat that gets annoyed with the little thing, right?
And I think it's happening at the right time in your life too.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great time. But I think, you know, because when you're listening at home, you're thinking, oh, must be nice hair and makeup team and this and that. But I really do think there's practical advice you can give people, Maria, to get to that place where they get to work with people who see them not having them dim their light. Yeah, get me there.
It's surrounding yourself in your intimate circles with the right people, right?
Yeah.
It's cleaning out, shaking the bad apples off the tree, and making those adjustments. It's taking stock of everyone in your life and then I think with the meditations and with the focus on self-care and your health, I think you actually start just attracting it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's really hard for, you know, germs to live in a healthy environment. Think of how many times people, they'll touch something dirty, somebody will get sick and the other one won't, or whatever it is, or I'll be around someone sick, you'll be around someone sick.
It's a great analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you clean up your orb, your personal orb, health-wise, you know, energy-wise around you, then you are this, like, light beam that they can't come near the bad people.
Well, more good people come in maybe, too.
Yeah, because they're attracted to that. So the good people are attracted because they want some of it, too.
Well, the bad people either want to exploit it or knock the light out. But I think when you do that kind of work, you add on the kind of work you're doing, which is meditation and consciously knowing, hey, these people just don't make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
There was something, Mary, what was something about, I know I always joke about dimming, do not let anyone dim your light. But didn't someone, you had one of your people on Better Together who said something to that effect about not allowing you to be you or to be big.
Oh, yeah, it was Judy Wilkins-Smith. She's like, you were meant to be big and bold. And it wasn't just directed at me.
No, it was for everybody because Kelsey was feeling it too. A lot of people feel it.
We're all meant to be our full expression of ourselves. And so few of us get to be. I'm just starting to get to be in very, very recent times. But I do think that a lot of it has come with all of the work I've done through Better Together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of the people we've had on. And like I said, the people we have on have amazing advice. Sometimes we have to tweak it for our personal life and for what we want a little bit. Doesn't mean anyone's giving bad advice. It's just, I think no matter what, whether it's health advice or life advice or whatever, you got to put it through your own internal filter and make it yours, however you want it to be. And so, and then I lost my train of thought. But being your full expression of yourself. But once you start to do all this work and then you clean up around you, then you can be your full expression.
And can I tell you what
And not be afraid, because you're not going to have that person who's going to look at you with side eye if you're wearing something that's different than everybody wears in your town. Or
even you just say you want to do something different. I want to go
see. Or you want to build a little business and everyone around you there's no entrepreneurs and they think you're nuts because you're going to take a leap of faith and you're going to do something cool.
Right.
And
But I was even going to say, you know, Mary, because I know somebody right now who just decided they want to start singing.
Go for it.
You know what I mean? So they went on Craigslist, and they're working with, like, a local rock band. And, you know, but imagine, I just think a lot of people listening to this, as a female, by the way, too, I just know of a lot of people, if they said that to their families and friends and loved ones,
they would laugh at them.
They would laugh at them,
because everyone
judge
wants
them.
You to be in the box that they've created for you.
Yeah.
And I say, get rid of the box, trash it, and just go do you, because at the end of the day, life is so short. Do you want to live in the bubble that they are creating for you? Do you want to, like, exit the bubble and actually live?
It's suffocating and it'll make you sick.
And the truth is, that person may not become Mariah Carey. They may not become Bruce Springsteen, whatever. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is they're going to be happy with the experience of getting to do something that makes them so happy.
Right.
And then that's going to create a light around them that's going to attract stuff. Now, maybe, like I said, it won't be on the level of what other people would think success should be.
But if you surrender the outcome, if you don't say, I need to become Mariah or Bruce.
Yep.
You just say, oh, that'd be nice. But you're just going to sing your heart out and be your best and have fun.
Yeah.
Because it gives your heart joy, and leave it at that. Watch what will happen.
Yeah. Yep.
But you're right. It's the other people, Maria, that give you the side eye.
Oh,
and
my
I think,
God, I watch it all the time.
All the time.
I watch so many of my friends who are in the boxes that their friends and community and family have created for them, and they can't get out. And it's really hard for them. It's really hard.
It's hard. And I feel like if you don't, you get stifled. And I think that stifling is what leads to illness and depression. Mm-hmm. And then you find other ways.
Because you're not living your full expression of yourself.
Right. And I think a lot of people are afraid to because of what their friends will say, their family will say, or even, God, people, friends on Facebook will say, oh, my God. But that's why I say, if not now, when? When? And mm-hmm. and when?
Did when, you ever have something silly that you didn't do that you wanted to do?
I'm sure I have a lot of them.
Is there like a silly dream?
I think they're more, at this point, more fantasies than dreams, than stuff that I would want to go out and do. I think the biggest thing for me is surrendering the outcome, is give up the... I need to achieve this. I need to this end goal has to happen for this to be successful. That is what was blocking me and getting away from that. And then saying, well, what makes my heart sing? And just doing it. And just letting go of control, letting go of if it happens, it happens. If it, you know, like there's a lot of things in our life right now, Maria, and I'll say to you, like if it happens, great. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. I just shrug at you. I'm like, I'll do what it takes to see this succeed, but if it succeeds, great. If it doesn't, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. And then the more I'm like that, the more things are happening. Mm-hmm. But then the more I get tempted by the devil to not be like that, then it's bad, but I'm resisting it.
Surrender, surrender.
Surrender. So surrender, I think, and give up the...
Clean your orb.
What the end goals are, clean your... Clean out and detox your world, the people around you, as much as you can. Now, sometimes you can't for financial reasons. So I get it, but you can minimize it. The most minimal. I can't tell you how many times I've said to Maria, I, with some of the dingbats in our lives, I'm like, do they pay our bills? No. Do they put food on our table? No. They don't get a say in this house.
By the way, and the dingbats you have no control over in life, like... Say it's a receptionist at the office or...
Whoever, coworker, boss.
Or whatever.
You know, there's realities.
The best way to deal with them if nothing has worked is reverse therapy. Like, is doing the opposite. Go in and try to pull the thorn out of the paw. Do whatever it takes to kill them with so much kindness and so much love. They're going to be so shocked, and eventually you're going to wear them down.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Down.
The problem is, Maria, is we've done that and we've seen that then they see it as weakness and they're worse. So it's...
But you got to try at least.
That's definitely one try. I think the other thing is just really, I go back to that moment in Social Network, one of my favorite moments in the movie Social Network. The lawyer says to Mark Zuckerberg, "Mr. Zuckerberg, do I have your attention?" Because he's half paying attention. And he looks at him and he said to the lawyer, "You have the most minimal amount of my attention." And I think, to me, start with kindness, empathize for them internally, empathize for whatever it is going on with them, why they're not as good at you at your job. So that makes them insecure and they're afraid they're going to lose their job or they're going to look bad, so they have to attack you. Or they had a bad childhood or they have a bad home life. Or whatever the case is, I say offer them empathy, but then I say give them the most minimal amount of your attention and do not see anything that they say or do to you as real. And sometimes it is real because it could affect your job. This is why this gets tricky, or how you feed your family. But even at some point, if you know you're doing a good job, you have to surrender that control and say, hey, if I'm going to get fired, they're just going to do it and that's it. And then what I have found, the more you do those things, the better it gets. Because they know they don't have the control over you. But when they get to you, Maria, they know they're controlling you, they don't let up.
Yeah.
They just get worse.
True.
It's just when you become Teflon and you kind of separate from them emotionally and give them the most minimal amount of your attention, that's when they start to turn around. And I know it's all easier said than done, but having gone through it, and then when you clean up your personal life and you do the meditation, doing your work, some of them start changing from all the above. But I always say, if you're in one of those situations, people, let's go. Nights and weekends, dig in the escape tunnel.
That's
stay in
true.
As long as you have to, but not permanently. There's got to be an escape tunnel. Like, that's always was my thing, you know?
In conclusion, the Georgia frogs sound funny.
Well, listen, they quieted down. They really must have been,
you know. They were very loud when you were talking, and I didn't know if they were calling bullshit on what you were saying.
Probably
or
calling
if they
bullshit
were agreeing
on me.
With you.
Probably calling bullshit on me. But
we're having a blast down here, and, you know, this movie isn't set to air until 2023, so it's kind of funny. Like, we're shooting it, and I'm like, you might not be able to see it this year, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it could end up on screens this Christmas.
It does great. If it doesn't, but again, like I said, surrender, right?
Yeah.
Move on to the next scam.
Yeah. And it's been really, really great. And I'm learning a lot about myself through the process too, which is cool.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch. And listen, you know, I think what also helps for us is because we came up working class is how we are in turn to the rest of the people here. I've gotten lots of compliments from the local producers who said, we can't believe how real you guys and how genuine you are and authentic.
That's my favorite compliment we ever get in life.
I mean, you know, we're all trying to do a job here, right? We're all trying to make a great project. So everyone is very valuable to this. So, you know.
Gotta be a team.
Yeah.
So we rode out the storm.
Yeah, look at that.
The storm's over.
The storm is over.
Now, we did start watching a new show on HBO called... Is it HBO or HBO Max?
It is HBO, people. I don't even know if it's HBO Max or not. It doesn't even matter.
The Rehearsal.
Excuse me, I don't want to step on it. Say it again.
It's called The Rehearsal with Nathan Fielder. Now, some of you may not be into it. It is very kind of highbrow comedy, I would say. The subtleties of the comedy are so brilliant.
You know, it's a highbrow comedy, but it's also so revealing of human nature.
Oh, my Lord. And I thought it was a horror show, you guys. I was like, this... People...
Just don't give away too much.
People frighten me. The lengths they'll go to.
Also, we're more blown away by what a genius Nathan is.
Yes.
I mean, and by the way, the length...
He's frightening.
The length, yes, that's more what you mean, but in the best way. But the lengths he'll go to, and the show, the money they spend to do the things they're doing. And if you do want something funny to watch.
You should watch Nathan For You, first series first.
Yeah. You don't have to, but I'm just saying, if you want something light and funny.
And then go into this.
Yeah.
I feel like this is next level.
Well, if you watch Nathan, it's good because let some of these episodes pile up because I promise you, once you watch the first two, you're going to be so bummed that you can't binge the next six or seven. So we're only on episode two, but it's wonderful. Are we going over picks? There's plenty to watch out there.
Well, this was the first thing I've watched in the longest time.
Yeah, I had to cheat on you.
I haven't been able to
Better
watch
Call Saul, outstanding. The Boys looks great. We saw a few minutes, but then our streaming is not very strong with this internet here.
Yeah.
So that went down. Loved Elvis. We talked about that. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Top Gun was amazing.
Yeah, between filming and then summer of heel work, which is grounding and getting the vitamin D and all the things that I'm doing and you're doing, there isn't a lot of room for TV. Meditating.
There hasn't been, no.
And it's been nice. I feel like I've never felt better in my life. I'm feeling so good. And I stepped up my regime after my last appointment with Dr. Allison. And so when I get back, probably in another month, I'll do more blood work and see hopefully even more great results. So things are shifting and adjusting.
You're moving and grooving.
Moving and grooving. And I hope you guys are enjoying the throwback episodes that Kelsey and Pooja have picked out and put together. And I hope you're enjoying your regular Guy Friday. Enjoy it while you have it, because it's still on the verge of cancellation.
Even that, I surrender. I can't fight you anymore. I'm so tired physically. I said, Maria, after I get you through this movie, I'm done. I really need a sabbatical, and probably from regular Guy Friday, too.
Yeah, you'll have your little break, and then we'll get in some new Kevin to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You can hear my voice. I am tired. I'm ready to tap. So, yes. But let us know on Patreon what you think of this episode. And also on iTunes. I know a lot of people mentioned they love the backyard sessions, the backyard breakthroughs that we did. We did one randomly because it all started. Maria and I went on a walk, and she gave me so many breakthroughs, helping me with my life. And I said, Maria, do you mind if we record this? And it went over very well. So if you like these, we'll keep doing them. And, you know, it helps Kelsey and Pooja when we do episodes like this. It's easier to just upload these shows and kind of give them a little break, which we're always trying to do as well.
Oh, I thought we were cutting them out of the process. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. How would we live?
Oh,
how
man,
would I
I'm
live
kidding.
Without my
we're
kids?
Just giving them a
One
break.
Day they may fly away and leave the nest.
No.
But, well, honey, everyone, people have to move and groove and do their thing.
Anyway.
I hope not, but you never know. But anyway, while they're here.
Until the next backyard breakthrough, friends, we love you. Stay on your summer of heal, whatever that looks like, and continue your growth. And I'm grateful we all get to do this together. Anytime I tell someone to listen to the show, I'm like, it's helping me every day. I'm only sharing it, not because I want, you know, anything other than for it to help you, like it's helping me. So this is a mutually beneficial
now,
kind of sitch.
Can the summer of heal bleed into the fall of fun?
Ooh, great question.
Kids, let me tell you something. In a matter of weeks, you're going to see Christmas decorations at the Lowe's. Very exciting time of year for me. You see that, and I think we are just
a matter
September.
Of
you've got fall apple picking. Fall football, then we've got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, a lot of great great scams could be going down for the fall of fun.
You know what's funny is last year, because we did the Christmas movie, it felt like the Christmas spirit like was so much longer. And, you know, like we're shooting so many beautiful Christmas scenes here where I'm like, oh, this is so cute. Oh, this feels so good and cozy. And meanwhile, I go outside of my trailer or outside of the set. And it's 100 degrees and so humid and hot. And
magic of filmmaking.
Yeah, but it is fun. But we
right
don't
now,
need to
summer
rush.
Feel.
We do not
summer
need
feel.
To rush.
No yeah. one's rushing anything. I'm talking about a four-month period the way Christmas should be celebrated.
Yes.
The problem with Christmas is it's a day.
Okay,
it's too little. It needs to be a Christmas week. Do I have like to keep this thing going?
This is like the Italian goodbye.
Well, you didn't do your outro. You're
friends,
forgetting. What is your outro?
Be nice, people. Make good choices and be present.
And don't eat yellow snow.
What? Ew.